Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you. What is your name, please? Okay, thank you. Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing today.
I'm sorry, your name?
Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, so just give a moment. Next voice you hear will be Mr. Neal.
Okay, Mr. Fernandez. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Michael Fernandez, 206-778.
Okay. Your turn, sir. You're going to go to the executive committee this afternoon, or still morning. This morning, in reference to your community supervision legislation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. To my far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left, the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, who is our acting board chair today. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Lasky from the Department of Corrections, and I'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay,
so prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I have it in front of
me. Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself today. I'm our attorney.
All right, thank you, sir. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westy in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Will you do so for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, you determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, then I'll ask you if it's true or false. If it's false, you need information from their information from Mr. Westy, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, allegation number one is a violation of Illinois Commissioner Supervision number two that's demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 17, 2018, as regularly directed on April 3, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. That true or false, sir?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Fernandez, I'm going to find you information as he violated terms and conditions under supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second, agree.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse and three by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westy is going to give us some background information. So stay there on the phone, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Westy.
March 22, 2018, Mr. Fernandez was released from the Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 5, 2018 by the Grand County Sheriff's Office in 2015 warrant. He was back in U.S. custody on June 5, 2018. With the Justice Community Supervision end date of August 10, 2018, 49 absconded. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, 2 counts each for 1 year. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2014, failure to appear, first degree, 2 years. This is a state paraphernalia suit, CUIR score 5-5, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Gaining information notes, he's an admitted member of the drug laws. Part-term supervision, 2007, TIS release completion, 6 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drug and violence loaded. Other arrests, 2008, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His human risk score is G7BH.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Fernandez, you can go over the summary of your case in division. So it seems that you approved the move with your grandfather, Steve Fernandez, in Safford, Arizona, when you were released. Did you stay there until you were reincarcerated, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Says you were working for Eastern Arizona Manufacturing. Did you still have a job when you were arrested?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's very commendable. Then on programming, you were directed to obtain a substance abuse evaluation and attend treatment. You were encouraged to apply for access and request a substance abuse evaluation, attend NA and AA sessions, and you would have to attend substance abuse treatment at your own expense. At the time of the report, you have not supplied any piece of the substance abuse or counseling. I'm looking here. Let's see what you got some attachments and stuff that I already did. We're going to see what they want, because the program is Graham County Probation Department is a substance abuse counseling program, and it shows 5 classes that you attended, so you're at least in the process of getting some substance abuse counseling. So, sir, why didn't you make that face-to-face contact with your PO?
Hey, I'm on the team. I was a little late, and I also sent you a copy from the county class that I was going to. That showed that I wasn't going to class. It's just, I've been honest with the rookie, and everything. I got overwhelmed with outside life. But, I mean, like I said, my habits never changed. He said he called me and he said at home, but honestly never got a letter or could receive a phone call. And there's no reason why I understand why he couldn't stop by. There's no reason that's not excusing why I missed face to face. I did make a mistake, but as far as missing up, I was working, I was going to class, I was paying my fine, I was doing the stuff that I needed to be done.
But you were missing for like 49 days.
I understand, like I said, I didn't realize how fast it was, honestly. I made no excuse for that.
Okay, well, looking at your record here, looks like at least at one time you had a problem with drugs. Have you been...
My bad, I did.
Okay, so it... under the programming, it doesn't show any UAs or any results or anything like that. Have you been using any drugs since you've been out?
No, sir, I have not. No, the one thing I was stripped down. My whole circle was gone. Like I said, I was working. I'm in the process of getting my daughter back. My son, because I have 2 different mothers for my kids. So I was working on those and helping my grandfather with my niece and my nephew. By no means were they in my whole circle, or was I using drugs? I was going to counseling class, and my intake from my counselor, they didn't even recommend any classes for me to take because I wanted to take all the classes that I was going to. So the class that I'm going to is all because I chose to take those classes. They weren't assigned to me by the counselor that had done my intake, my evaluation.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, Mr. Fernandez, we're near the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion and to make a determination, but before we do, would I give you an opportunity to make a final statement? Give us any other information you think that might help us make our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
Okay. The only thing I can say is in the last 3 years, I've been with my son, and I told him every year, well, one more son, two more. I mean, last year, I made a promise to him that I'd be there this year. Today's on 28th of this month, and I'm in this predicament. I barely know my date will be August 10th. I mean, I'm trying to fulfill that promise to be there. The counseling, I mean, the world is not a problem. I made a mistake. And I feel like this time that I've been here, I've been for a mistake. Like I said, I wasn't out there messing up. I just hope that you give me the chance to show you that I can continue my parole, because even in my past parole, I've completed all of them. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. The board will be going into discussion momentarily. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We'll just address the need that we won't do. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to discuss the case. But we ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we can hear everything that's going on. And when we're done, I'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, the board's now in discussion.
Well, Mr. Fernandez, looked like things were going pretty well, but it was quick going to finish PO with 49 of stand days, kind of hard to overlook. He's only got 23 days left on his release. He won't be involved with DOC anymore. So at this time, I think the best option is to remain where he's at and possibly do some state A&A while he's there. And then decide if he'd be able to do pretty much whatever he wants. But I'm going to listen to discussions from the full board members. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W1286 for a testimony of Mr. Fernandez. And information from Department of Corrections, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Fernandez as he was delinquent, violated terms of conditional supervision, and had lapses and without lapses in criminal ways for his company.
Second,
agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Whitehouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Fernandez, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, we were scheduled to be released on the 10th of August, like I said. It was only 23 days away. A lot of that time would be eaten up with the administrative process anyway. So we would suggest that maybe if you can get into some AA or NA sessions, sit in, you know, continue doing that sort of stuff, and make a good plan so we get out, because you won't have to respond to a PO and you'd be on your own. And unless you do some other crimes or something, end up back in the Department of Corrections, we won't see you anymore. And we do wish you the best of luck. It seems like you're working on it, and keep going down the road the way you're going, and you should have a productive life, okay?
It's not the time that I'm worried about it. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, just hearing you. Would you put the CO3 back on, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.